Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Raven Players opened their 2019-2020 season with the classic comedy Arsenic and Old Lace. The performances run September 13th through the 29th at the Raven Performing Arts Theater in Healdsburg. And I'm here with Raven Players Artistic Director Stephen David Martin. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you for joining me this morning. Arsenic and Old Lace, I know this is a classic comedy. I think I've seen the Cary Grant movie back in the day. Maybe you can tell us about it for the people who don't know.
Sure. It's, as we say, it's one of those, in the theater world, we call it an old chestnut. And and sometimes that's a derogatory term, but in this case, I think it's not. It's classics are classic for a reason. It, when it first opened on Broadway, it ran for 1,400 performances. And it's a black comedy. And I was thinking about it on the drive over here today, is that I don't know that you'd actually be able to produce this show now and get somebody to buy this concept. So the concept is basically inspired by a true story. These two elderly sisters run a boarding house for elderly gentlemen, lonely old men who have nothing else in their lives. So as part of their community service, as they see it, they poison the men and send them off into, you know, the next world peacefully. So they poison them. You see what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, we'll try to pitch that. Hey, these two old women are poisoning men, and it's a good thing.
And it's a comedy. Yeah.
And it's a comedy. Because they're sweetest people in the world, and they truly believe they're doing these men a service. And what they do is they serve them this elderberry wine, which is their own special concoction. It's got wine, arsenic, strychnine, and as they say, a pinch of cyanide in it. So they send
just
them peacefully.
Pinch.
Just a pinch. Yep. You've got to get the recipe just right. And they are part of a larger sort of eccentric family. Their cousin believes he is Teddy Roosevelt. So the play is set in 1941. And he spends the entire play digging locks downstairs for the Panama Canal. And he's also, unbeknownst to him, he's burying the victims of the ladies, because he believes they have died of yellow fever working on the Panama Canal.
That's great.
See? Yeah. Death can be funny.
Well, obviously, it's a popular show. Like you said, it's a classic. How did the Raven Players kind of approach this classic show, make it their own?
That's a really good question. I try to do a sort of a title every year that people know and may think they know or have seen at some point. And as you said, maybe they've seen the movie, which is like the play, although there are some differences to it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So what you do with any play like this is you say, well, here's the play, here are the words, here are the characters, and when you cast it, that tells you a lot about what you're going to do. So as this play, as you can imagine, casting the two lead women was critical. And we were lucky that we got two of the best actresses I've ever worked with, Priscilla Locke and Rebecca Allington, to take on the I won't call them elderly because I love Priscilla and Rebecca, but the women of a certain age. And they have comic timing like you wouldn't believe. So what you try to do is you try to honor the story and you know, engage the audience. You're not going to, you know, modernize it. You're not going to go crazy with a concept because the script is so strong.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it. And if you play like The Secret of Comedy, if you play it straight, then we'll think it's funny. If you play it like it's a farce, then, you know, we don't need to be there.
Absolutely. Again, those performances run September 13th through the 29th at the Raven Performing Arts Theater. You can go to raventheater.org. For questions, you can also call 707-433-6335. Stephen, I'm assuming people want to get tickets early for this show.
I would hope so, yes. Yeah. It's going to open on Friday the 13th, I think, very appropriately.
Oh, that's a great time, yeah.
Yes, so get them early. I think it's going to be very popular.
What else is coming up in the season? Maybe you can kind of give us a preview of what's coming up.
Yeah, and I should say that Arsenic and Old Lace is directed by Raven Player veteran Joe Jalura, not me. But following Arsenic and Old Lace, we're going to be doing the Laramie Project. So that's a, you know, talk about going to extremes, which it's just, it's 21 years ago now that Matthew Shepard was brutally murdered in Wyoming. And unfortunately, it seemed like a time that hate crimes, while we hope they all dissipate, are on the rise, actually. So it seemed like an appropriate time to remind us all of what damage that can do to our society. So we're doing Laramie Project.
Perfect. Well, check out Arsenic and Old Lace, September 13th through 29, raventheater.org. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me
this morning.
Thanks
for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.